It's time for our weekly update from Heritage, and joining us today is Lisa Haglund, the Vice President of Sales, Marketing, and Development at Heritage. Lisa, thank you for joining us on the air today.
Thank you so much, Dennis, for having me.
It is an extraordinary time in our lives and in our society, so I need to get the weekly update. How are things at Heritage?
We're so thankful to report that overall we're doing well. We still remain at all of our facilities in Chautauqua County COVID-free with no cases of the coronavirus, and are so thankful for our teams who have worked so hard to ensure the safety of our residents and loved ones.
And the precautions that you're taking in order to make sure that everyone who lives at a Heritage facility, everyone who works at a Heritage facility is safe, those precautions are quite extraordinary.
They really are. And I have to say, Dennis, we have always had teams that have worked this hard, but I think it's really become highlighted in our society and all over the news now of how much our healthcare facilities, our healthcare workers, and all of our essential employees work behind the scenes to keep things running smoothly. We have had so many challenges that our teams have worked together on around the clock, whether it be PPE and the correct equipment and ensuring that we have everything we need to quickly just being flexible and moving forward and building a separate space in our Jamestown facility at the park to actually place people safely if we do have a case of the coronavirus. And also just morale, understanding how quickly we had to change and engage our residents and their families. Because, you know, Dennis, the one thing we never think about is the fact that this is their home, right?
Sure.
This is their home. So we have to make sure they are comfortable, they're happy, they're safe, the quality of care is there. And I'm just continuously amazed by really not only the challenges we are currently facing, but how quickly and how innovatively our teams have responded.
Would you pinpoint for us for a moment the length that you are going to accommodate residents in terms of their socialization because they cannot have regular visitors and things like that? What are you doing to keep the people who live at Heritage, one facility or another, engaged and interacting in this very unusual time?
This is my favorite thing to talk about because you want to know, Dennis, this is going to be all of us at one point, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Heritage has served my father-in-law, who's now back at home and has gone to Heritage twice. Heritage has served my grandmother. And years ago, I come from a corporate background. I spent 20 years in the corporate world, and transitioning over to a not-for-profit ministry was really a challenge for me and so different. But it's also the reason I'm here, and it's the thing I love the most. These are our parents. These are our grandparents. These are people that have served us in the wars, protected our countries. These are our teachers. And our teams rose to that challenge. We had to purchase technology, and we were trying to do what everyone else was looking at the same time. So it was, how do we find the right technology? How do we employ it so that they can feel connected and almost like they're with their loved ones? How do we safely arrange for, you know, you can bring up the birthday sign. We just had a 100-year-old celebration for someone who celebrated their birthday, and we were so excited to celebrate it with her. And then her family came up to the window, safely distanced, safely separated outside of the building, but could see her mother, they could see their grandmother, and they held their balloons. We had our celebration. We talked on the phone. So we're doing the simple things and the extravagant things. We even have staff dressing up and hosting new activities they've never done before, just to keep everyone engaged and feeling loved and like there's purpose surrounding them.
Lisa Haglund, I want, as our time comes to a conclusion, to put an emphasis on the following, and that is that the residents of the Heritage nursing homes in our area are safe as well. We've heard often that they are among the most vulnerable populations in the midst of a pandemic such as we are right now, and everybody's good, everybody's okay.
Absolutely. Everybody is safe, everybody's okay, everybody's being cared for, and we are so thankful because we do serve that population to be able to report that.
Lisa Haglund, thank you very much for your time and all the effort that you and the others at Heritage are making on behalf of those people we care for so much.
Thank you.
And we look forward to speaking with you or another representative from Heritage at the same time next week. In the meantime, take care.
Bye-bye. Thank you, Dennis.